Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Underground Gospel Radio!
Yo!
Oh my God.
Hey.
What's happening?
What's going on?
You know me.
Man, I'm so happy to be back in the underground.
I'm so happy, you understand.
Yes, I'm so happy right now because of the simple fact that my fam is back in the underground. Yes. So minus two, but one is on the way. So
absolutely.
Yeah, she's on the way. So listen, how's everybody been doing, man?
Oh, doing wonderful. God's a healer, y'all.
Yes.
God is a healer.
Yeah, remember I told you I had a problem with sciatic?
Yeah.
So we might have to do surgery. They gave me two different pills.
Mm-hmm.
I was on them 3 days.
Oh.
And I don't feel the nerve problems.
Oh, look at God.
I said, y'all keep trying to put Fat Daddy on the table. But God said he eats at the table. You don't cut him at the table.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited. That is good.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, that is a blessing.
Now
I got to do something about this insomnia, but that's all right.
Okay. Yeah.
I realize I'm doing a lot of studying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my mind is going. It's really crazy.
It's
that's
a
why
lot.
You can't sleep.
That's why I can't sleep.
Yeah.
And what used to happen is when I was in school, when I get my doctorate and everything else,
mm-hmm.
my get up time was 3 a.m.
Okay.
So my mind says.
For school?
I would get up and study, go in my other room and study.
Yeah.
Oh, you were committed.
I had to because working and this, that, and the other. Yeah. I get my sleep. You got to realize I work in the office. I can go somewhere and go sleep.
Not that easy for me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
but it worked for me.
Yeah, it worked for me. I think you know, I'm excited about your sciatica because I think that was really
it was hurting bad.
Yeah, that was knocking you off balance.
You know how it was, and what happened is because my left knee was hurting.
Oh no!
I found myself constantly I'm so afraid of falling mm-hmm. and it buckling that I was limping even when it wasn't hurting, and that threw my hip off.
Okay.
I threw my own balance off.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
God raised you up.
Yes.
He did. Yes.
It's like He rose on the third day.
I need Him to straighten me. Stomach, thighs, and back. That's it.
Stomach, thighs, and back.
Oh my God.
But yeah, we are back in the underground, and as you see, Big Win is back and full
I'm
of
back and full of. I'm kicking with both legs.
I know that's right.
Good.
But listen, man, I'm gonna need y'all to go ahead and get your people in the building, man. We got a crazy topic today, and listen, man, y'all want to get your people in the building on this one, man.
I know
I say that a lot, but guess what? A lot of these topics come from personal experiences and things that we look forward to, and when we asking God to do a lot of different things, and man, listen. You want to get your people in the building, man, because we have a nice topic today, all right? So listen, without further ado, I'm your boy, Selfless the Artist. I'm your brother, I'm your nephew, I'm your cousin, but I ain't your daddy.
And I'm your boy, Big Win, your ultimate entertainer. Sometimes I might say something to make you want to turn my mic off.
God, me. And I'm the Shanice with Spiritual Oxygen.
And we already know Jesus is
outside.
Well, the word of God is going up and it's coming down
in the underground.
Man, listen. We are minus two people. We got Mario that's out, man. Listen, but he'll be right back. We are
putting sand between his toes. Do your thing, my brother.
Safe travels. We miss you.
Yeah, and then we got our lady Tiff that's on the way. So
yes, be safe.
Yeah. So listen, the topic for this week is strength versus power versus endurance.
I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, I love
it. Yeah.
And you know what? All three of them, it's up to you as an individual to figure out
exactly
whether or not which one goes first, second, or third.
Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely.
Because success is written in that. Because in order for you to have success, you got to have the strength to handle it.
That's right.
You got to know the power from within.
Come on now.
And while you have the power and the strength, the endurance is the hard part.
Hard part. Yes.
To stay consistent.
Yep.
I will tell you, every time that I fell or slowed down is because I did not stay consistent.
Wow.
You got to endure to the end.
Yes.
Something that Shanice says all the time.
Yes.
You got to endure to the end. Don't run there to ring the bell.
That's right.
Because after the bell, you still a representative of why you rung that bell.
Absolutely.
Yes. It says the race is not given to the swift.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's not the quickest person.
It's not the quickest.
That's right.
It's he that endures
to the end.
Yeah, right. You just got to make it to the end.
Right. That's
it. And in saying that, you're not always going to win.
Right.
Right. Right.
But you got to finish.
Keep running.
Just keep going.
Once you realize you're third, keep running so you can be third. If not, many of you are fifth place or sixth place because you realize you weren't going to come first.
Yes. But you have to see the winner on the inside of you. Whether you're
come
in the first,
on,
second, third, tenth place, it don't matter. See the winner in you.
See the winner
and
in you.
And keep going like you're winning.
Now I got chill bumps. Yeah. That's exactly what I fell on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can't be this position, I'm going to go to another place to become this position.
Oh, absolutely.
Where sometimes you might need to be vice president.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Forever.
Yes. Yes.
You don't need to go somewhere else so you can become a president.
Absolutely.
Endure where you are.
That's
Endure
right. That's
are.
Right.
Because maybe the place you're in is the place you're supposed to be in.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
We always say what God has for me is for me.
That's
but we keep saying, no, I need to be first.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Come on,
if
man.
If I need to be third, let me learn now how to rest in third.
That's
because I'm still blessed.
And you have to be okay with that.
You got to be okay with
it. You have to be okay with that because when you're not okay with something, it makes you want to get faster and you're going out of turn.
And you're
moving up too fast.
Out of order.
You're out of order.
And guess what? You lose your power and your strength.
And you lose your place.
You give it away.
Listen.
Come on, Jesus.
Come on.
Y'all, if I could tell
Let me tell y'all something.
If I could exemplify
I'm going to get some braids put in my head. Because ever since she put them braids in her head, the Holy Ghost was in every strand.
I can't even explain how I feel right now.
Oh, wow.
That is definitely for me.
That is for me.
Yes,
I'm trying to tell you.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Keep going. Never stop.
Never stop.
Right, because guess what? I thought if I keep running and get to a place.
Yeah.
I'll be noticed.
Yeah.
How dare I?
How?
Yes. And you have to remember to get to a place of rest.
And
come on, girl. Listen.
Godly. You have to get to a place of rest.
Oh my goodness.
And be okay with resting. That doesn't mean you're counted out.
Right.
You're resting. You're getting your strength back. You're getting your power back. You're getting your endurance. That's it.
That's all you should want.
So, yeah.
That is so amazing.
It's not power to have authority over others or to be able to boast.
Right.
It's power to be able to stand and do the race for God.
That's right. That's right.
See, I tried that worldly, not worldly as in sin. Worldly is I want to be a successful as I can
while
I'm alive. No, I need to be where God wants me to be.
Where he wants
Absolutely.
You to be.
So if I need to be in third place.
That's right. That's right.
Or
that's
sitting right. behind
third
four
place
or five.
Like it's first place.
That's it. That's
absolutely.
It.
I'm trying to tell you.
Ain't I doing it to this day?
Okay. It'll be the best seat in the house.
And the thing is, third place, fourth place, where I am right now, people see more power in me because I'm not fighting and vying for attention.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Acknowledgements or accolades.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't need no one to know my name. So I really went through that.
Yeah.
As long as God knows your name.
Oh, yeah.
That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah.
And that, at the end of the day, that's all that matters as long as God.
Because he's going to place you where you need to be.
That's right.
So when he calls your name, you just go.
See, remember, and people have trained all for years to be in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And they feel bad if they bronze. Because you won't even look right standing on the stand. Because the gold sits up higher. Silver's a little bit lower. And bronze, you're almost at the floor. And there's people that, if they didn't get bronze, their name is not recognized. They're not going to be on a cereal box. But sometimes... It's not a matter of standing.
It's not.
At all. It's being in the game, in the competition.
So but take Jennifer Hudson, for instance. American Idol.
Exactly.
She didn't win, her name.
And guess what?
Time.
You don't even remember who beat her.
No.
Come on.
Who was number one?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You are so right.
That showed me that's God.
Yeah, that's God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Ruben Studdard didn't win.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
He was second.
Right.
But we know Ruben.
But we know him.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all already see how this topic finna go down.
Listen.
Right here.
I'm looking up the scripture again.
Yeah.
Because
that's good stuff.
That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah. The topic direction is God gives us strength, power, and endurance in many forms.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not failures until we give up.
Until.
And now the key word, you know, that you were saying is rest.
Yeah.
A lot of times we look at rest as giving up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know,
or
we
being
look
lazy.
Or being lazy. Mm-hmm. Or yeah. Because a lot of times we don't want to. We just want to keep going until we're burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
when we can't make it to the yeah. end.
But
you know,
God does his best work when you're asleep.
He does. Yes, he does.
He does.
Absolutely.
Yes, he does.
Because we have given up our will when yeah. we're asleep.
Yes.
We've given up our fight.
Come yeah. on now.
You know what I'm saying?
Come
like we ain't right. got to hear our mouths.
We don't complain when
no,
we sleep.
No, nothing.
That's right.
We're
that's
in
right.
sweet
problem.
Rest.
And I'm going to tell you something about sleep. God made the most beautiful thing in the world.
Listen, uh-huh. listen. Yes, he yeah. did.
While man was asleep.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And he made woman.
Yes. yes.
He, listen, and you know he had to put yeah. him asleep.
That's okay. right. That's right.
Because
that's right.
man would have said, wait a minute, wait a minute. No, give her this. Put
yeah.
on this.
Uh-huh.
No,
uh-huh.
you need to be under.
That's yes. right. That's right.
In order to get your blessing.
That's
yes.
it. That's
absolutely.
It.
He does his best work.
Mm. Wow. Wow. He, you know, a lot of times, you know, even in this topic, and I think that, you know, a lot of people just need to be reminded mm-hmm. that, you know, a lot of things happen for a reason.
A reason.
A
yeah.
lot of things are designed for you to make it yes. to the end, and endurance yes. and different things of that nature. Because I was just having a conversation earlier that, you know, basically, I was telling my daughter, she was, you know, she's living on her own now, and mm-hmm. she's, you know, battling some things that she didn't realize that outside of my house that, you know, goes
yeah,
on.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of things, as a parent, you don't want your kids to have to go through. But
yeah.
right.
I'm a firm believer, you know, you got to go through what you
oh,
have
yeah.
to go through.
Life is going to be
you know,
your best teacher.
Yes, mm-hmm. life is definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, she wants to, you know, the whole conversation came up. She wants to move back in. And I say, well, baby, that's not an option.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
that's not an option.
No.
You know,
no.
you don't get into it with people
yeah.
or people you know, people gonna treat you the way they treat you, but
yeah.
you don't have to run from
no.
you know, you keep going.
No.
You stand flat footed
yeah.
and you keep going
yeah.
and you keep pushing and you keep because these are things that are gonna develop you.
Right.
You understand? These
right.
are things that's gonna allow you to grow. These are things that are designed
mm-hmm.
to be placed in your life for your
Absolutely.
Next level.
Absolutely.
For
right.
your next, for
yeah.
your growth.
Right.
Yeah, because if she don't go through it right now, she's
right.
going to have to
yeah.
face it some other time.
Some other time.
So you might as well do it right now.
And that's why animals, that's why it's called a safari.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that eats the other
mm-hmm.
is all in one place.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
you need to be out there in a safari, what
yeah.
we call the world, where
yeah.
you might have to attack something.
Right,
but
right, right.
believe me.
Yep.
You also going to be attacked.
You also
yes,
going to be attacked.
Absolutely.
You got to learn how to get your food.
Yes.
And not be somebody else's food.
Come on now.
That's
Come
just
on.
The way it is.
But a lot of times, even in this race or even
right.
in this journey, nobody feels like they need to be attacked. You know,
right. and that doesn't make sense at all.
You
no,
know,
because it doesn't feel good.
No,
well,
it doesn't feel good to be attacked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people don't want to accept
yeah.
it. You know what I'm saying? They want to be right.
Yeah,
right.
You
yeah.
know, they want to be.
Right.
Everything wants they want everything to go their way.
And,
right,
and,
right.
You know, but that's not reality.
And
yeah.
they also want people close to them to make everything feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are the type of people that you need away from you.
And people don't like
yeah.
to
yeah.
hear that.
Because that's not the
that's
truth. That's
so
not reality.
That,
you're living in a fantasy
reality.
World.
Yeah. yeah.
Because
yeah.
everything is not going to go your way.
Right.
You're
right.
not going
right.
to always pay every bill on time.
I was just
you're
already
not going to always
that.
Have everything that you need.
Come
Some
on.
Things you're just going to have to survive.
And just
yeah.
because you paid something for 11 months straight on
yeah.
time
yeah.
and you miss a payment and they say they're going to take it from you, you
yeah.
can't mention what you paid on time.
No.
Come
it
on.
Just,
now.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's what endurance means.
They say thank
Come
you
on.
For your 11 months.
Right.
Where's
okay,
the 12? Where's the,
you
where's
don't
the
get
last
credit
one?
For
no.
what you did before.
Yeah,
yeah.
You sure
but
don't.
That's
it
reality.
That's reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
hard reality.
That's a hard reality
you
that
know.
People are not willing to face.
Right.
But you
right.
have to face it.
Yeah.
To get
but,
through it, you have to face it.
Right. And part of the things that I was looking up and really, really studying is the family. We talked about it a lot here. We have not sent our kids to church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We are not happy in a church.
Right.
So therefore, where are our grandchildren going to go?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Who are they going to consider
mm-hmm.
As authority?
Yeah.
And then what will the word spirituality mean down the road when you don't have a covering?
What will
spiritual mean when you don't believe that this person should have the authority to lay hands on you or pray for you? You know what I mean? Why are so many funerals happening in the funeral home chapel? Because no one is members of churches.
That's right.
I am going so many funerals for people that I don't know. I'm known as that preacher that can preach up a funeral for somebody they don't know, and that's bad. Because there's no pastors can say anything about a 30-year-old young man that got a car accident or a young lady. So that's where we're messing up when it comes to this topic.
Yes.
We need to find out in the home, where is the power?
We
got to find out where's the endurance.
And not only that, we need to go outside the four walls. Because that's where the people are.
Absolutely.
That, it's not the people inside the church that needs God even the more.
That's the key.
Because we need to go get them.
You can't
train them.
You can't text Jesus.
No.
Come on now.
You have witness. To see them you face to face.
Face to face.
But you said a key word. They don't know how to talk to them.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You understand?
My Baltimore accent came over and said talk.
Talk. Yeah.
But I caught myself. It was it'd be a lot of Christians that have the worst attitude.
Yes.
And they don't
know it. Never known. And like, I met a bunch of Christians.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 of them got a bad attitude.
And you know why? Because they don't have a grandmother or grandfather that would correct them at the Sunday dinner. We don't have Sunday dinner.
We don't have Sunday. Yeah.
No.
I still say we don't.
No.
We literally don't have young men opening doors.
No.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things that we need to go back to.
Right.
But we have to raise up a generation.
We have
to raise them up. We have to go get them and teach them.
But you know what? Now that we are the, you know, how can you say we're not the founders of this generation. However, we are the people that
we are the byproduct of old school.
Yes.
So being that we was raised in that era, you know, I believe, I'm going to ask that question. Do you believe that it's our responsibility to pass that on to this right now generation?
It is. It's our responsibility and the people that are before us. It's their responsibility and our responsibility.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we can't pinpoint who we're going to talk to. We have to reach everybody.
We have to reach everybody.
It says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Yeah.
So if they want to hear, you tell them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if they don't, it's okay. I'm going to come another day.
But the generation before us went out and compelled. You understand? They went out and got the people.
Yes.
Our generation
is the same.
Yeah. So the people that got us, we're just sitting there.
Yeah. Right.
We're not going to get nobody.
Right. Yeah, no.
You understand?
Right. Because we're like, everybody grown. They'll come.
Exactly.
It's a church on every street corner. Right. Pick a church.
Yeah.
But no, it's not that easy.
It's not.
But we have to surface the streets.
Yeah.
Going to church is not compelling.
No.
Anymore.
That's
why they're making it more entertaining.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
They're trying to find different ways to make coming into this place.
Yeah.
I remember when people would come into a place and the organ is quiet and some stomping happens and the Holy Ghost moves.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the mothers of the church.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The real mothers.
You couldn't chew gum.
Yes, sir.
No.
They come right there.
Couldn't sit on that front row with that short skirt on.
Right. You didn't come in any.
No.
They treated the house of God that they consecrated that morning.
Absolutely.
Yes. Like their house.
Yes, sir.
If you got white carpet in some people's houses, you got to take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off. That. That's right.
So we respected what happened from
the
ushers at the back door.
And everybody couldn't be in the pulpit.
No.
Yes, sir.
No.
And everybody can't be singing anything in the choir.
No.
Yeah.
Now, as long as we get, it's like that in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need people that can read and write. As long as we get a warm body that can pick up 50 pounds.
Yeah.
So it's changed.
Yeah.
It's changed.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, being that it changed and being that, you know, a lot of things have, you know, how can you say, disintegrated, the power has now disintegrated.
Yes.
That changed.
Yes.
Right.
You know, the power and the strength and, you know, the endurance, because now we're, you know, this generation now gives up a whole lot quicker than,
absolutely.
You know, than the previous generation. See, with the previous generation, you had to stay there and keep going.
Yeah.
And a person and the person that was that brought you in, or the person that they held you accountable to keep going. They held your hands up.
Yes.
They held your head up. No, no, because you got to endure to the end. You got to keep going.
Yes.
You know, so now it's come to the point where, you know, people, they're allowing you to give up.
Yeah.
You know, because so many people want that spot or that space. Or no. This is where you need to be.
That's where you need to be.
You understand? And I'm going to hold you accountable because God is holding me accountable.
Yes. And that's something people don't like.
And no. People don't like that at all.
No,
and see,
no.
That blood on your hands used to be a scary thing.
That's not scary.
No more.
No.
That's
people don't
not
care
scary
about that no more.
More.
No, they don't. They don't care about that.
They take it very lightly because they're like, to each his own, whatever.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something I've noticed. My 10 a.m. church has grown tremendously since from the time I've been there, but it's specifically from January to April. People have been coming to the church. They'll come and be visiting one Sunday, and that same Sunday they join.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And it's definitely the Spirit of God that is there.
Yes.
But also leadership. He takes ownership. And he leads the people.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? He's not manipulating the people across the pulpit. He's not scaring them into being saved. You know, certain words can scare people into being saved that pastors use. But he's literally just preaching the unadulterated word
of God.
That's
what's necessary.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And people are coming. So there are people out there that want God.
Yeah.
But we have to go tell them.
We got to tell them.
We got to go get them.
Yeah. We got to
tell gotta them. We got to invite them.
Yeah.
Like,
we won't invite them because,
come on to church.
Because if I invite you to church and then 2 weeks later, I'm in some mess.
Yeah.
Now I got to explain to you.
But that holds you accountable.
Right. It does.
Yeah.
But people now are
and
like,
it
you
forces
know
you to change. But people don't want to change.
That's it. That's it. They don't
it forces
change.
You to change.
That they,
yeah,
that's,
but you
that's
have
not
to. You have to let someone in in order to reach them.
Yes.
You just have to. That's what Jesus did.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Jesus was very close to the sinners.
Yes, he was.
You know, he let them in.
You should feel different.
Yeah.
Than other people.
Yes.
A long time ago, they would say we are peculiar people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now,
a royal priesthood.
We don't want to be considered
set
that
apart.
No more. Right. We don't want to be considered that.
We
no
want to be equal.
Right. And I'm gonna say this, and I know this is strange. When black people decided, let's all see therapists, they stopped.
Yeah.
Seeking God.
Yeah. They stopped seeking God.
Therapists. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong
but
with that.
But it doesn't replace God.
You have to have him. Therapy and God.
Yeah. There's no divinity.
No.
You are absolutely right.
In therapy.
You are absolutely
right.
There's
so many people that's popping up as some of the most popular therapists.
Yeah.
And they're getting many people to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because people don't want the word anymore.
They don't want the truth.
Because the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they really don't want to be free. They just want somebody to pat them on the back and agree with them.
Come on.
Or
come on.
Listen to them. You know what I'm saying? But
it's called
but God
coddling.
Is gonna give you the
coddling.
He's gonna give you the truth.
Yeah.
And he's gonna tell you to come up out of that mess.
Yeah. It's
you know what I'm saying? It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I remember when I was down and I was going through it, took me 5 years. But that's because I wasn't listening to the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And had I listened to the truth
you wanted
a year,
to waddle
within
in
a year. Yeah, I wanted to be mad.
I wanted to be sad.
I wanted to hate somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because something happened to me.
That's right.
You got to pay for it.
Right.
You know
how dare
saying?
You?
Yes.
And I'm this good.
Yes. Okay.
I am a crystal.
When I
how
open
dare
my
you
eyes,
crack me?
Yeah. When I open my eyes to the truth.
Right.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah.
You could have paid anything and I wouldn't have went. Never.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never
yeah.
go back to that.
I had
never.
To learn.
Wow.
I had to learn. The,
no.
Why not me?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I had to learn that real quick.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're chosen people.
Woo,
woo.
Shoot, baby.
Welcome. Yeah, but we're chosen people, so yeah. Why not us?
She came in dancing.
Yeah, she did.
Why she come in like I come in? You have become me.
I love it.
Hey, y'all. Guess who blew in? Just like me.
That's T-Rud.
T-Rud in the house.
Yeah.
But yeah, so go ahead.
Listen, I wanted to, you know, of course, base the our topic around the scriptures that are at hand. 1 Corinthians 10:13, also 2 Peter 1:3, 2 Corinthians 9:10, and Philippians 4:11-13. So, of course, we always want to make sure what we're talking about, you can actually base it on scripture.
Absolutely.
So, and T-Rud just walked in the building.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, Will.
Hey. She did her dance. I didn't know she could dance.
Listen, T-Rod. Uh-huh. It's a lot of things.
I'm coming out.
No, listen, one thing about T-Rod, she's an onion. She has to peel.
Oh, yeah.
You have to peel. Yeah. You have to peel her.
No, really, a business partner told me that today. Like an onion.
Yeah. Yes.
We're pulling her. I'm going to call her artichoke.
But that's good, though. That means you'll never be bored.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the onion, you make people cry. You don't make people cry.
Yeah. She's full of surprises.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good
yes.
way.
Yeah. Yes.
It's good.
So, listen, this topic has really, this has been a massive topic.
She don't know what we're doing.
Well, I think you're talking. Are you speaking about the subject?
Yes, strength versus power versus endurance.
Yeah, so that's something there. Go ahead.
I want to read the scripture Philippians 4:11-13. Now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Yes.
Listen, that right there.
That is a mouthful.
That is a whole mouthful. Right.
You can dissect that in many different ways.
Yes.
Piece by piece.
Right. Yes.
Because if you dissect it,
the part that I like is I could be standing still.
Okay.
And I could be moving.
And you could be moving.
Yeah.
And I'm still blessed.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
But I love it.
I'm still strong.
And content. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. Content. Oh, yeah. Whether you're moving or standing still, you have to be content.
Right. Yep.
You know, and I think with a lot of things that are going on in life, some people find themselves in uneasy situations and never content. You know, and always wanting more or why, like you said, you had to adopt the behavior of why not me?
Why not?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
you
know, you have to learn to adopt that behavior.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm going through this.
Right.
And I'm content with what I'm going through.
Yeah. And you're going through it with grace.
Yes.
You see
Oh, you know what? That reminds me of the song. Who is it? Tasha Cobb. Gracefully Broken.
Yeah, Gracefully Broken. Yes.
Yes.
I love her. Yeah. Absolutely.
Here
that
I
grace
come,
matters.
Here I come. Here I come.
Yeah, she coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. So
absolutely.
I really hate I miss... The buck of the conversation that was stated, and I may say some things as or echo.
We'll excuse you.
No, but you know, a lot of times we you know, if you echo it, it's cool because
it's
quite
that means we don't want to call it.
That's right. Exactly. That's just confirmation of what the direction that we're going in. You know, so man, listen, I'm telling you, real quick, y'all get your people in the building.
Yeah,
get them in.
Get your people in the building because listen,
y'all need to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. So listen, the strength, you know, a big win was breaking down the strength part, and the power and the endurance, man. Mm-hmm. When we first started, and he just broke down. So
man, okay, so that's the wind blowing, y'all. That's the wind blowing.
He started off blowing.
You know what? I was pondering on this, right? And I said, when you think of power, power is something that's really given.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You get power, right?
Yeah.
But when you're talking about strength and endurance,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a developmental stage that we all have to go through in order to build muscle.
Yep. Yeah. That's real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. So it's just like, okay, so when I think about, go ahead.
You tag team. Go ahead. No, keep going.
Because when I was thinking about strength, you know, I see my mother, God knows, the epitome of strength, you know, what people have endured and how they, you know what I'm saying, persevered and survived. Yeah. But they had to go through something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I think a week ago we talked about no pain, no gain. That's how strength is developed.
It's developed.
Yes. But when you talk about power, sometimes power is just simply given.
Yeah.
And people abuse it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have any value of power.
Wow.
Because, but when you strengthen and you got strength,
yes.
there's value that comes within that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That perseverance.
Yeah.
Yes, because you have to do the work.
Yeah. And I think that's very important. Like you said, power is given because without strength, you don't have, you know, you can't, you know, develop power.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that has to be worked.
That's
and
right.
even with the anointing, you can't, the anointing, you have to continue to work at it.
Right.
You have to go through some things for the anointing.
Right.
You have to endure.
Right.
No, you have to endure some stuff in order to have the power of the anointing.
And
on your life.
Strength develops through the
exactly. Exactly. So when you're talking.
Because God gives us power. He said, I give you power to cleanse yourself.
Yes.
I give you power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get in a position on a job, the boss or your supervisor, they give you an increase or they give you a new position.
Right.
They give you new power.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Just through that.
Just.
Come on, you just, my goodness.
Yeah, just through someone appointing you.
Yes.
You now have power.
Power, wow.
But
from
what you go through,
yes.
and once you endure, now you, that power,
come on, man. Come
turns
on.
And it changes. Now you have authority.
Authority. Yes. Yes. Yes.
See, some people think because a job gave you a position, you had the authority. No.
No.
You have to first know how to act in that power position.
That's right.
Yeah.
And once you are good as a manager, as a leader, now you have more authority.
That's right. Ooh.
See, the problem now is, as we talked earlier, we are not teaching people from home to be authoritative.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because your kids won't want to come back home because you taught them authority.
Yeah.
That's
because now they can't wait to have authority of their own.
That's right.
Yeah.
To
build their value.
That's
they understand their value, the essence of, you know what I'm saying, that authority.
Yeah.
But during the process of them developing.
Yes.
You know how teenager, you can't tell them nothing.
Okay.
They don't
I got
this. As my grandma said, they understand better by and by.
By and by.
And it's sweet by and by.
Yeah.
That means bye.
Yeah.
I told my mother, all right, bye.
Yeah.
You about to talk dumb, bye. Let's get off the phone. You're using up the minutes, bye here. You got all these, I can say the word, bye.
But you know
that's
what?
Where I get that from.
On what you're saying, you know, about these supervisors that are abusing power.
Yes.
You don't really have the authority.
None.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because what you have is temporary.
Yes.
That's right.
Because man gave it to you.
Man gave it to you.
Come on now.
But when God gives you power, he gives you power based upon the things that you endured. And
endured. Right.
Like that, and what he's placed inside of you.
Right.
Yes.
Which is the authority.
It's the authority.
That's right.
Once you know how, you could speak on hardship once God sent you through hardship. Now you can become now an authority.
Come on
That's
now.
People
right.
who work
on,
at certain centers for people who are addicts, it's because they are addicts themselves.
Yes, right.
So
right.
they are authority.
Authority.
Because they can author.
That's it.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's good.
That is really good.
Yeah.
That is really good. Because, I mean, that I was reading one time that, you know, you can't be teaching nobody if you haven't been through
you
nothing.
You cannot.
Absolutely.
You can't teach nobody nothing.
Not with authority. You can do it with skill. See, skill could be manipulated, though. See, I can preach a skill of preaching, but without any authority, there's no power.
That's right.
Listen, go back to, you know, that's the issue we're having now with these PAs versus these MDs.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
You got a lot of young physicians that's sprouting up. But a lot of people are like,
Yeah.
You ain't got the thought. You still need to learn a little bit more before you come up here and bark up on this tree.
Yeah.
My daughter looks that's the problem we have at that. She's like, they're too
doctor's
young.
Office,
Yep.
They're like, I don't want to see no MP.
Yeah.
I don't want to see no PA.
Uh-huh.
I want to see the doctor.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, with this topic right here, I mean,
this
I really want to, you know, allow people, well, you know, engage with people and to let them know that, you know, to have, you know, in order to have power, you know, you have to endure and you have to have that strength, you know.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people go straight to the power part.
Right.
They want the power.
Right. Because power to them is image.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah.
See, power is image to most of them.
Just like all these little young bishops raising up or apostles raising up.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't got no churches in y'all. Y'all ain't got
none.
No experience. Y'all ain't got no training.
None.
Y'all ain't got nothing.
None.
Where did you start?
On the organ.
You was a lay member, and you just automatically decide you're going to be an apostle.
Right.
No, God appoints apostles.
Right.
Come on
right.
Come on.
God does that. He ordains apostles because the real apostles, biblically, all the apostles are dead.
Right.
Biblically. Apostles walked with Jesus.
Yes. Come on.
And it's so funny.
We have not walked with Jesus.
Most preachers, theologian, older preachers would say, y'all need to stop with those titles. Because once Jesus died and rose, there's no need for apostles.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no need.
Yeah.
But the irony of, I could sit here and show you constantly. See these notes?
Mm-hmm.
All of these notes that I did and saved them. Your topic, because my thing right now is on kinetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it? And there's a certain thing in the operating room. It's called electronic kinetic transference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us, when we talk about power, there's an energy that transfers in humans, energy to transfer from person to person.
Sir.
And an energy that transfer and kinetic energy that's moving from object in a motionless object. So when you did that scripture, it's basically saying sometimes you could be standing still and a person can be going past you in what we consider success.
Yeah.
And your energy can still be stronger than the person that, in other words, that we see all the time.
Absolutely. Yes. That's right.
But your energy can still attract more people.
Absolutely.
And we need to start getting to the point where we are around people that we receive their energy and you have an energy to give off.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
and
right.
We're not
because
doing
Because the
that.
Right energy matters.
The right energy matters.
Like, I work with someone right now and literally nobody wants to work with this person because of their energy.
Yes.
Because of their how they come off onto each other. How they say stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the delivery. You know what I'm saying? And people are, and it doesn't matter about
really
your title.
Is.
And this person holds a higher title than me.
Right.
But nobody wants to work with this person.
Right.
Nobody wants to come in on their shift and work with that person.
Right, right.
Because of the delivery.
Right. I mean,
the energy.
And if an energy is negative, that means sometimes you got to come in with so much positive.
Yes.
So much consistent positive in order to just sit next to certain people.
In order to outweigh that negative energy.
You have to.
Listen, that's why I look forward to coming in here.
Right, right. Even the way you danced in here. Your energy was already ready.
Yes.
Yeah, it was already
like,
going
I
in
was
here.
Coming out.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've been singing your song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, hey, talk about energy. Energy is amazing.
My dad said he can feel the energy. He said, it sounds like y'all be having a good time. See,
good
daddy,
time.
We be having a good time,
and,
daddy.
And that's necessary.
Yeah.
And what people hear, again, to me, them hearing it and still smiling, whether we're telling jokes or not.
Yeah.
They can feel our kinetic energy.
That's right.
Yeah. They literally can tell that something is generated here. And like you said about power, in order for them to generate power, something's got to spin.
That's right.
Something's got to be moving and moving and moving. And I believe if we keep doing what we're doing and staying on one accord, it's moving.
Yeah.
And people that come close, kind of like static electricity,
absolutely,
they're going to feel it.
Come on.
It's
going to
pop.
It's gonna draw them.
It draws them.
Draw them.
Right.
And that's
what magnets come in.
That's it. That's good.
You get sound from a magnet on the speaker.
Yeah.
I like it.
I love it. You know.
I got.
You ain't old enough. An old speaker. If you threw
what
up,
but what you call it?
Uh huh.
What you call it?
A speaker.
No, before that isn't
magnet. I said
something. Oh, you said a magnet?
Yeah, what'd you thought I said?
Maggot. You know,
yeah, it was
kind of, yeah, like when I say bank, they be like, "What's a bank?" It's where you put your money, like Wells Fargo.
Oh, I thought you said bike.
No, I know everybody,
but you're saying bank.
Yeah, I thought I said it just like you, but yeah,
you did not.
So I told them I got to go to the bank. I said, they said,
okay, now I hear.
I said, what hill? I said, no, Wells Fargo. That ain't the word you said. I said anyway. Y'all not gonna draw me out. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, but right. I agree with you guys with the power. I mean the energy here. You know, and I really believe that, like you said, you're gonna draw people, and people are going to really come together because of the energy, because of the connection, because of what we have here, and it's pure, and it's, you know, it's one of those things that you don't find in a lot of places or a lot of situations and don't hear.
No.
You understand?
But it's a choice.
It's a choice.
We are making a choice every time we come in here to have a great day.
Yes.
A great topic.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? To get along with everybody. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't wear our emotions on our sleeves. No, and that's one of the greatest things that I do love about working with everyone here is that we're not sensitive.
Right. That's what I like.
But we're sensitive in the right moments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're sensitive to the Spirit of God.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? But we're not sensitive to, like, carnal thing.
Yeah.
Right, you know, we can take a joke.
Right. We can handle it.
Yes.
Listen. You talk about my drawers, I ain't mad at all.
It's nothing personal. It's nothing. And we still love everybody at the end of the day.
Yeah. And you said the key word, choice.
It's a choice.
Even with this topic, it's a choice to endure. It's a choice to be strengthened. It's a choice. You know,
we hear her. We hear all them. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so my grandbaby texts me, said, "Nana, this is important, and y'all have to understand when the family texts."
Listen, I want to talk to him. Hey,
look.
Hey.
Say, "Nana, it's important."
Yeah.
But
I love you, Pooh.
But you know, I like it also because when people literally hear what we're saying, they want to sit with us.
Because
we do bring up some stuff.
Yes.
That other people are scared to talk about.
Absolutely.
And I literally can't wait.
Yeah.
To talk to people about some stuff y'all
have said. Yes.
But because of your church affiliation and your position,
you can't say
You can't say it amongst everybody.
Right.
The old people used to say it's some soft ears in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know how your mama be on the phone. Let me get off the phone because Wendell looking down my throat.
Yes.
I want to say what I heard down my mama throat when she was gossiping. And a lot of reasons why a lot of people are not going to church is because of what they heard
about
the preacher. So they're going to say, wait a minute. I now got my first job.
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to pay tithes at the place where you told me the preacher ain't this, that, and the other. I ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that ain't common sense, Ma.
Yeah.
I thought you was outgrown in that conversation.
Oh yeah.
Into time, you gonna tell your mama.
Oh no, I know. That I was using an example. That ain't me. I told you my mother was 6 feet tall. Yeah, I was 17 before I was her height.
Oh wow!
No, we ain't had no problem. She had a backhand. Serena Williams. Whatever. I had braces, and she backhanded me. It took me a day and a half to get my
lip out
my
the braces.
Skin.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. She need to take you to the doctor.
No. She be like, get some applesauce. It fill you up. I said, what am I going to drink? Yes, spit. Vicky Powell ain't playing.
Oh my God.
To this day, that's why I don't mumble under my breath.
She had that power in that backhand.
Oh wow. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My whole face smelled like Jergens lotion. It's just because she kept looking at it.
Can I share this with you guys and the listeners? When I first came to be a part of the fam, I was like, dang, they're so unorthodox.
Yeah.
They're so unstructured.
Yeah.
But it's so fun.
That's what we like.
It's like a liberation that takes place in this place when we're all together.
Because
you know, people like, you know, well, you got to sit upright. You got to do this. You got to speak.
No, if you can't wiggle in your chair, don't come in here. Don't you come in
here.
Yeah, she wiggle now.
But I, you know, and that's just the comfortability, you know, of what we try to develop
and
here.
I love it.
You know, because a lot of people feel like the word is so uptight and you have to be so, you know, this person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you have to be yourself. And that's what God wants to see. That's where God wants you to be yourself, because this is the real you.
It is.
You know, and to share the word from the real you, not from what you think people want to hear.
That's
and not from what you want, you know, you want to sound good or bring the prolific, you know, things out of. No, that's not what we're here for.
No.
You we're here to deal with reality. We're here to deal with spiritual. We're here to deal with some disruptiveness, some craziness, because all of us live in this world together. And we all done seen some craziness.
All the time.
And there's some craziness.
Right.
Here.
When you're in Walmart, you can't tell who's saved and not saved.
Right.
That's how I should be in here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I knew you knew I wasn't. I was unorthodox. I walked in unorthodox.
That's not true. Yeah. I was looking. That's not true.
I was not orthodox.
You still had a presence about you at first. Maybe because you was trying to get to, you know what I'm saying, get to know the room. Because you know. just because you're nonsense, you know, that's just part of your, you know, tag, but that's not really who you are.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
So when I met you, I didn't meet your tag. I met who you
are, which is
different.
Okay.
I came in late, didn't I?
You were already there when I got there.
No, I walked in.
I think
in.
Both of them
I
were,
walked in and you two was in
I
here.
I was.
And y'all introduced you. I said, what's your name?
Yeah.
And you said, you know my name.
I was like, you know me.
No, because you keep changing your hair. I don't know people. I saw you one time. You got to have one style.
Tiffany was already there when I got there.
Yeah.
And we talk about power and strength.
There it is.
So what, you know, real quick, you know, can we actually name, you know, what strength we have, you know, have developed through the course of life or through the course of, you know.
She leaned back like me. I saw that through my peripheral. You done rubbed off. You done rubbed way too much. Give me some of my back. I said.
So what strength have we developed that we are realizing in our life? It could be spiritual, it could be personal, that we are needing the power to endure. You know, what in our life right now that we can point out and say, you know what, I've developed strength in this area where I wasn't strong in this area, but through XYZ, I've developed strength to actually keep going and keep moving to endure, because I know the power that I possess now, you know, to keep going. I know this is where I need to be.
Mine is, it's saying no.
Oh, yes. That's a
Come
big
on
one.
Now.
That's
if
a
I
big
was over
one.
The aisle, high five.
Yeah, that's a big
and
one.
Learning and learning the strength. And no, it's a complete sentence.
It is. Yeah. Yes.
Come on.
You don't have to give a reason why you're saying no.
That's right.
It's a complete period.
No, without explanation. Yeah.
Yes.
I like that. Because I'm a woman of grace.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know I'm a woman of grace. And people usually meet her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they like to embrace her so they can take advantage of grace.
Yes. Yep. Come on, Tim.
Come on.
And that grace, you know what I'm saying? And no, it seems like they just battle with one another.
Come on.
But I'm in a season now that I'm saying no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. And you're gaining strength.
And I'm gaining strength and liberation.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? No.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's something
that you have to teach yourself, because
you're not
taught that.
You really do.
That's something that you have to grow into and learn, because I'm pretty sure you went through a bunch of mess saying yes.
Because
now you can appreciate the no.
I'm telling you, I'm a woman of grace.
Yeah.
And people know that.
And the other part is because you learning how to say no and didn't realize how many no's you heard.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what happened.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
And then she's also learning herself.
You don't realize how many no's you done heard.
You're also learning yourself.
Behind the yeses.
Yes, behind the yeses.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Me see, my strength is me accepting the fact I can't be everything for everybody.
Ooh, that's good.
That is really
good.
That's
another hard one.
That's a very hard.
Yeah, because you want to help everybody. Yeah. Yeah, because you want to help everybody, right?
You know what, y'all like kids. I promise.
Yes.
You can't be everything for everybody.
I can't.
Or every woman.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, big brother.
Yeah.
Stay with me now.
Remember, Grace. You are Grace. And your grace need to be sufficient for me.
Amen.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. You said, and once you realized that, what?
Once I realized it, to be very serious, I had to, when you put yourself in a position, because I talked myself into it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be successful. I want to be able to be this. I want to be the lender and not the borrower.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to that point, now I felt like, okay, God, you put me here.
Mm-hmm.
Like her, I need to be the giver.
Yes.
I need to be everything for everybody. If you need prayer, I'm praying. If you need comfort, you need money.
Right.
You
but then you're burnt out.
You burn, slap out. But guess what I realized? I couldn't find nobody when I'm burnt out.
Okay.
So that's why I know. When you
saying
yes,
yes,
yeah.
Wow.
So then,
when you can't find that for you,
yep.
Then you kept saying, "Wait a minute,
gotta go back to the drawing board."
You gotta go back to the drawing board and let me focus on Jesus
and yourself
and myself.
It would draw Jesus. You to Him every time.
Right. Oh right. My goodness! Because
you want to know God why, and He's telling you. I put it before you.
Yes.
You are choosing. That's your choice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
To continue to be.
You
want to
ride on the white horse.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
You want to be their savior.
You want to be the savior. But I didn't tell you get on the horse.
And I'm the savior.
Yes. Come on.
I'm the provider.
Doing
right.
My job.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Stop doing my job.
Stop doing my job. Mm. I didn't give you the authority for that. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna put you in a position where I can take things from you and people. Now tell me who gonna come to you.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's right.
And you know
that's
what? You are absolutely
tell
right.
Tell me who coming.
And I wish, you know, I wish at a young age, you know, and you said something very, very good because I believe my grandmother, that's come to me.
Yeah.
Way back when I was younger, and I believe my grandma, God took my grandmother out the way because she was a main person for so
I know
many
exactly.
People.
I know exactly what you said.
They would not go to God for nothing. They would come straight to her.
They wouldn't even go to their own family.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I've been everybody's surrogate daddy, granddaddy, uncle,
that is,
cousin, pastor.
That is.
But do you know in the Powell family from Baltimore that I've known, it's just me and my brother.
It's crazy.
All the uncles. When everybody died, that's when I realized, wait a minute. Who checking for me?
Nobody.
Wow.
Who preparing themselves to preach my eulogy?
Nobody.
Nobody in my family.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Ain't nobody got, but I'm preaching everybody eulogy.
No.
And you know,
but y'all ain't got a story for me to preach because you never got to know me.
No.
And you
gonna jump up there and say, Wendell was there for everybody.
Yep.
And you gonna sit down. It's so much more than Wendell Powell.
Okay.
You know what?
You need to learn how to eulogize me.
That's man.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
But once I realized can't nobody eulogize me, then I realized something else. The creator. There's need to be no story about me.
Yeah.
I know the creator. That's it.
That's it, man.
Drop
listen,
the mic. I've been there.
That's what I had
to learn that quick.
I wish my grandmother really, you know, because she was that person for everybody.
So was mine.
And then she didn't know how to say no.
And then
my grandfather, they would get in an argument. My grandfather and my mom, they would argue.
Yeah.
And they would call her 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
So you know my pop, he wasn't having it. Don't you call my house 3 o'clock in the morning.
My grandmother would do things for my cousins that she knew was on dope. And they were knocking on the door. My grandmother, you better not let them in here. You know they come and get money. And she would run out there, just like you see on TV, and throw money outside.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
enabled them.
That's crazy.
So much strength.
Well, it's so crazy because I've dealt with both of them. I've studied on the power. No.
Yeah.
I had to tell myself, ain't nobody going to be here for me. So I'm going to be there for the people that's going to be there for me, or create somebody to be there for me. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But my strength is that I've developed is speaking those things that be not as though they were.
Okay.
Yeah. I've learned to captivate that and incorporate that into my daily journey, my daily life. Yeah. So speaking those things that be not as though they were. It's the faith walk.
That's
so
really good.
That's really good. Yeah, I like that.
I've grown in that this season of my life.
Right. And actually, when you do that, you're affirming yourself because you believe in affirmations.
Yes.
And what happens when you continue to do the power
that
she gained from, you know what I'm saying, repetitious reinforcement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. It'll help
that's
me endure.
Right there.
Yes. Yeah.
It helps you endure.
It makes you strong.
It does.
It makes you strong.
I know my strength comes from a lot of things I hold back, and I have so much in me that I'm in this season now where it's okay to expand and move forward.
That's right. Even if you have
and
to go by yourself.
Because so many years have kept a lot to myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because, number one, I don't want nobody to talk about me. I don't want nobody to say nothing of what I'm doing. I don't want, you know, and that's just what I want. But, however, I can't say that I'm afraid of doing it. I just don't want the spotlight. That's my downfall. I don't like spotlight.
Yeah.
I don't like the spotlight. I like the high.
But like we said last week, there's only some things that Steve can do.
Yeah.
Can't nobody else do it but you.
So I'm in this season now, like I like to do things behind the curtain and just push people.
Yeah.
I push people.
Well, who pushing you?
Thank you. That's where I'm at. Yeah. Like nobody's really pushing me to the point. So I'm in this season right now where I'm strengthened to really push myself.
Yeah. And it's funny you said that because it's people to think that I like the spotlight.
Yeah.
Well, I am so
people feel
opposite.
The same way about me. But yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't like.
I'm in the position I'm in because I know that that's where God wants me.
Right, and it's I don't need the spotlight because I'm that person where after the spotlight goes out, I seem antisocial. But I was antisocial before I got there.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's usually the ones who don't want it. God is the one who's giving it to.
Yeah.
You usually don't want it because you've seen so many people abuse it.
Yes.
Come on.
So it's such an unattractive place to be in, to be in the spotlight. And then, you know, people judge people. But what you have to realize, they're going to judge you if you're in the front or
the back.
Or
the back or it don't matter.
In the shadow, whatever. Yeah, they're going to judge you.
Yeah. But, I mean, my thing is that, and this is to you, Pastor, you have to understand, if God is calling you to the forefront
for
the people, you can push all you want to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going
to
happen.
You might need to make the decision. Yeah. Go ahead and put yourself in the front because if God get to start pushing,
You can be falling through the curtain
and everybody
looking at you, then you got to go ahead and reveal.
Stay encouraged. There's many people that have your back a little bit more.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
I love how Mario prayed last week.
He affirmed you and encouraged you. He knows a lot of that stuff, and I'm and I really appreciate, like you said, I appreciate that.
And I'm pretty sure that gave you strength.
Yes, it did. It confirmed you know the position and you know things that are going on with me. You know, as far as even with the radio and things of that nature, you know, a lot of things I I don't afraid them. I just don't like that spotlight. I really have to keep praying and embrace it.
Yeah,
I will sit behind. And the crazy thing is,
and it might be your call to sit behind and push.
But at the same time,
God knows that.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna let him get away with it.
me neither.
He, in order for him to push what this is, which is his ministry.
Yeah.
Yes.
We
it is.
Can't be the face.
No, he has to be.
And you
face,
push.
Yeah.
I don't mind you pushing me to make the face look better. You push her. But at the same time, you got to want it better than us.
Yes.
See, a coach that can't
talk
run onto
to
the
him,
field.
Sir. Talk to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't make the team win.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be able to look on the sideline and see that you want us to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If we
yeah.
think you just want us to be in the game, then we ain't going to win.
Yeah.
We ain't going to win.
That's good stuff. High five on that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
I whooped you nicely, but I didn't want to.
Embrace the light.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, you ended real quick. See, I. Okay.
Okay.
Turn the light off.
Yeah.
Turn off the light. You see how quick you turn? Hey. It make me sick.
Yeah, listen. This was a dope, I mean,
that
amazing. Yeah, we got through it.
Yeah.
I really appreciate everybody that's at this red table, man. Listen, yes. This was a dope conversation. You know, yes. And I want to encourage everybody that's even tuning in and listening. Man, absolutely. You know, just stay strengthened, you know, and endure to the end and encourage yourself. You can do all things through Christ Jesus.
That's right.
That gives you strength. Yes. All right. So listen, y'all stay encouraged and y'all keep and never stop believing.
Please
all right. So listen, I'm your boy, Sevelis the Artist. I'm your brother, I'm your nephew, I'm your cousin, but I ain't your daddy.
And I'm your boy, Big Win, your ultimate entertainer. Sometimes you might need to turn my mic off.
And I'm the one and only T-Ra Leslie Ball.
And I am the Shanice with Spiritual Oxygen.
And we already know Jesus is
outside.
Peace.
T-Ra done changed, y'all.